Sebastian Duncan Portuondo's road to the Deauville starts 20 minutes away in a Wynwood Arts studio inside a kitchen appliance.
All right, so this is the refrigerator in our cafeteria where everybody's gathering right now.
Portuondo cracks open the freezer and grabs a tub of what looks like frozen lemon-lime Gatorade.
Right now I still have some Tupperwares that have some yellow watercolor ice and some red watercolor.
Portuondo makes stained glass windows, so when he was recently asked to put together a piece of video art, he thought, why not a stained ice window?
I recorded the ice window melting. It's kind of the antithesis of a stained glass window, which is meant to be there forever in these kind of sacred spaces.
In Portuondo's window, a man reaches out in front of his body, and as the window melts and falls apart, the arm is one of the last things to slip out of the frame.
And even though it's being destroyed, it does have a poetry to the way it kind of unravels.
Portuondo is one of just four college seniors at the New World School of the Arts showing video art at the NADA Fair. The pieces will be piped into every TV of every room in the Deauville Hotel. They'll also play on bigger screens in the main space of NADA. For the past several years, a handful of New World students have been picked to create and show work during Art Basel Week. It's a project called Wet Heat. Filmmaker Grella Orihuela started it with her husband Bill 3 years ago. They're both passionate art collectors.
And we started to notice that that artist that we love went to New World. That artist that we love went to New World. You know, we used to joke about that there was something in the water at New World, and we wanted to be part of that nurtures that.
The students are given support from mentors, but there's a lot of pressure, too. They're being pushed creatively, boxed in financially, and the stakes are higher than ever. This is the first year the students will exhibit at NADA, where the art world goes to discover emerging artists.
And so they have to be really, really good, and their work has to be really good and conceptual and well-produced.
Maggie Cuesta is the Dean of Visual Arts at New World. She says Basel Week also happens to be when the seniors are in the middle of juries, the sort of art school equivalent of finals. Cuesta says she can see all of that wearing on the students.
Oh, their eyes, they're so tired, you know. They've worked, their same clothes they had on the day before, they've worked all night. You know, sometimes they're almost incoherent, talking back and forth to you about things.
So basically,
painter Azizi D'Souza has huge bags under his eyes.
In all the hours put together, I mean, it sort of becomes like a meditative process sometimes, like a comfort thing of just cutting the birds.
D'Souza's video installation shows slow motion shots of hundreds of hand-cut, paper-silhouetted birds falling from the sky. It was inspired by something that happened in Arkansas, where hundreds of red-winged blackbirds mysteriously died and fell from the sky.
I wanted to echo this indifference to racial injustice and different incidents that have been happening.
D'Souza grew up in Miami and says for him, Art Basel Week is bittersweet.
I always want to stress the idea that the artists don't only exist during Art Basel, you know, that we're working all the time during the year. And if people would come and actually spend time with Miami and actually be involved in it as opposed to investing and pulling out of it at that one time a year.
The video installations will be showing at NADA at the Deauville on Miami Beach from Thursday through Sunday. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.